SEO.
DB voice, what a booming signal. Morning, son. Hey, pouring the rain here. How about there?
I needed to work today, but I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Move through, so it's supposed to be done next 30 minutes and clear off and be pretty mild, mid-60s, so it's coming just slow you in there.
Yeah, glad it's going to be out of here soon, so, but, yeah, did you watch the Lady Gamecocks?
Every second of it, yep. One down, Bama, and we get number one seed, and we're going to get good placement in the brackets. It'll be an awesome March Madness this year. Tomorrow night, 3:30, the men play. Lamont, see what he can do. Ole Miss.
It's a definitely must win. We got to have that one, don't we?
Yeah, have to, no doubt about it. Yeah. Hey, the pollen is less today. Just a bit of rain. Clears the air out. The eyes won't burn as much. So good. I need it. Glad to see it. Except it's messy going out.
The rain, it's a little dry out there, so wash away some of this stuff, but yeah, it sounds good, so I guess we're getting ready to go to Washington here in a few days, so we'll be up there for a little bit.
I'm excited to remember not to call you. I think Sunday to Sunday or something.
I think we're just coming back on Friday, so Sunday to Friday, so... but it'll be fun. We're going to see some stuff up there, go to the zoo, and go to National Monument, the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial. So I think the kids will really enjoy it.
Oh, good year. We're getting some pandas back. I'm not sure they'll be in time for your visit, but they're coming back. We're getting some more, so there'll be more pandas. That was always a big attraction.
I don't think I've ever seen pandas out in the zoo before. So that'd be really, really cool. So, yeah, so did you have, did your phone go out yesterday? You have Verizon, right?
Yeah, we have Verizon. Ours did, and AT&T did. How about yours? Was yours out?
Fine, so I didn't have an issue with it, but it's something else, isn't it? What do you think it was?
They said it wasn't terror-related, just a glitch. They call it software glitch. Got it fixed, but a lot of people without cell phones for quite a while, so... They were saying those that have landlines, don't get rid of them. Said they're great for emergencies. So we go back and forth about getting rid of our landline, but I don't know. In a situation like that, maybe all you have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we don't have one. You know, I mean, now I get you thinking, you know, but I think it was hacked. They wouldn't tell us the truth. They don't tell us the truth anymore. I think it was hacked.
Yeah, they did say very clearly that it wasn't terrorist or anything, so... Although the Chinese have been hacking a lot of things, so who knows? You're right, they wouldn't tell us. W4FCM. Hey, do we vote tomorrow? Tomorrow's the day.
I'm going to get out there and definitely go to the voting place over here. And I think better have my voter registration in my wallet. Let's see. I think I have it. I got to check.
Good night. Come on, see the returns. It's going to be a raucous night, so we'll see.
So it'll be interesting to see who pulls that one out, especially hometown girl or Trump. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It will be. She's just, I mean, I think she's a great lady, but not coming across too well with a lot of people. So I think she may be in for a heartbreak.
Same feeling, too. So people I talk to, they, I don't know, they... have different opinions about her, which I understand, you know. So, we will see. I don't know. But, yeah, I believe, didn't you say she's Indian, right?
Yeah, she is, yeah. She and her husband are both Indian, so Sikhers. I looked it up, but it'll be a big night, and we'll be there early and vote and get it done.
Talk about Indian, different subject, but I was up in Asheville. A little bit over a week ago, and had some. There's an Indian restaurant up there. I went in there and had some samosas. They're really good. They had crushed up potatoes in there and spice and curry. It's really good.
W4FC. That's exactly what they had in Swaziland. Vegetarian samosas with the little tomato squares and curry, and Yeah, I missed Swan. They were going to open somewhere else, but never did they? They just closed down. Lost their building.
Have that out again.
Lawrence Road, before you get to Great Escape, down there on the left.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, they did. I remember eating there with you. And then there's a that place on Woodruff Road is still there that we went to. I forgot the name of it. Saffron or something.
Saffrons, they were good. Yeah, I talked to your mother and ate there one time, and it was spicy. She called the man to table. This is spicy. He said, "Yeah." So you're eating in Indian restaurants, you know. He didn't mean to be sarcastic, but he was just trying to be. Yeah, you are in an Indian restaurant, you know.
Yeah, that's the whole point of eating in an Indian restaurant. It's going to be spicy. It's going to have curry in it or something. So, which I like, you know. But definitely couldn't eat it all the time. It's definitely once in a blue moon thing, you know.
You like chicken livers once every 6 months at the most, yeah. Hey, it stopped raining. Nothing comes down at all here now. Totally stopped.
I hope I can get some work done today, so sounds good to me.
Yeah, your motors are heavy, though, so know to track it up. Yeah, the birds are nesting. They're putting twigs under awnings and gas tank lid. Or if they can fit a twig, they're putting a twig.
I bet you'll probably have a nest in the camellia tree or bush again in the front yard. They really like that one.
Every year, yep, and 2 or 4 eggs, so something breaks them. Yep, they're building them there and all over W4FCMID.
Yep, so I got to be careful when I trim bushes. I got to watch out for them now because they're definitely be nesting for a couple months now.
That's for sure, yep. And eggs too. Well, chickens start laying eggs. They're just big old birds, all they are. We have woodpeckers. A lot of woodpeckers lately all over.
I hear them outside stuff, tapping on wood and everything. We got woodpeckers, owls, a lot of buzzards, hawks. I've seen an eagle too around here. They're making a comeback.
Well, you'll see those in D.C. They're up there now. You may very well see an eagle there. Just don't get near the president's dog. I understand, pretty bad nature, dude. Animal.
Yeah, I heard he's bit the Secret Service like 24 times or something like that. Yeah, he looks really, really, really mean. So that thing's nasty, man. Yeah, I'd be staying away from him.
Yeah, put stitches in the guy's arm. He should have been put there to give it to somebody else. Right now, put down. Pretty dog, just ill nature. W4FC.
I'm sure there's some jokes about that somewhere or something. Oof, man. Yeah, I wouldn't be messing with that. I don't like big dogs that bite you at all. So, Connery, go away or something.
Boy got bit in Greenville. It's too bad. He's going to be okay, but those rescuers that knocked the dog off of him just chewed the back of his cap pretty much all. Felt sorry for him.
I heard about that, too. I think it's a pack of dogs that got him or something. That's scary, man. I remember over at our old house over there, we had there was a pack of dogs in the woods that lived, and they just became just stray dogs, and they joined a pack, and you know you had to be careful of them, but it was just kind of disconcerting knowing that they're around somewhere, you know.
Yeah, when they run together, they take on the different character. They do things one wouldn't do by itself, but yeah, it'd be a bad. I've only shot one dog in my life. That was in Hartsville. That's principal of school. It'd been there for 2 weeks. I was sick, and I was principal, and the kids were on the playground. This thing had a bright red eye. Called the SPCA. They said, "Sir, we can tell you you can, but we can't tell you can't. And if we came, all we're going to do is kill it." So they pretty much said, "Go for it." So I waited till all the kids were in, and got down on one knee at the time out of 45. But I hate to shoot a dog, but it was sick and red-eyed and foaming and getting nearer and nearer and nearer the kids. So when they were inside, it was gone.
Before, man, the old Yeller got blasted away. Man, it's too bad. I mean, it probably had rabies, so you did a good thing. I mean, you know, I don't blame you on that one. I would have done the same thing. Where'd you put it afterwards?
Well, I buried it back in the woods. Yeah, the SPA pretty much told me to, so we're just going to put it down. It was sick, and so do what I had to do. Hated to do it, but, hey. All right, thank you, Mama's up. I get to shine you right here.
All right, Dad, sounds good. So enjoy yourself today, and I'll figure out something to do, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, I love you. I always look forward to talking to you. You got that radio working so well. KD4FDI, W4FCM sign.